Get him.
Okay. Okay.
That's the only thing I can think of that you would say.
Did you ever have dogs that were mixed breed dogs? Did you ever have a name for those type of dogs?
Oh yeah, we had hounds and bird dogs and we didn't ever have too many dogs at home, but now my husband did.
Mm-hmm.
He had hounds and bird dogs, and then two, we always had a half dog.
Yeah, yeah.
But now Billy has never, and he likes hunting dogs, deer dogs is what he has. And Billy has a field trial dog.
Yeah, yeah.
He has a dog, field trial dog, that has a champion, has blood of the champion of the world.
Wow.
You should have looked. I wish you would go up there and see it. He has the picture, the man that owns, that is keeping him and training him,
mm-hmm.
and does all the, Billy doesn't have time to do that now. So this manager is keeping him, and he's from Louisiana.
Uh-huh.
And he sent him a picture, just about half the size of, half the door,
yeah.
All painted for Christmas.
Ah, that's nice.
And that's it has the dog's name on the label. And you should see it. But the funny part about it, he was in Meridian just a few weeks before Christmas, and he had found this picture that was that size, and that's probably the picture that he has in the office of two bird dogs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he liked it so well, and when the staff started, they usually ask Billy, his wife, if he's mentioned anything that he wants for Christmas, you know, and he has everything in the world. And she told him that he had liked this picture, and it was $175. It's not, and
wow.
It's not even an oil painting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they gave it to him. It has two, so they put it on display up in Larry Walters' furniture store, and it stayed on display up there for about 2 months. It was such a beautiful thing. Now he has that in his office, and I don't know what he did. The last time I was down there, they were going to put it up over the couch in the living, in the den. They were going to take down there. She has a black wrought iron clock. But the last time I was down there, she still had the clock up.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure he didn't take that picture of that. I'm sure he doesn't have both pictures in his office. And he's had to move his deer head. He had a deer head in the den.
Oh, yeah.
And she's made him move that. It's up there in his office. But he has, and you should, did you happen to notice his gun rack?
Mm-hmm. See, I didn't walk into his office.
He has a gun rack. Last Christmas, they gave him, I have not been up there because I have arthritis in my knees,
mm-hmm.
and I can't hardly get up those steps, but he still wants me to come up there. They gave him a gun rack, which is something like a china cabinet.
Oh, a gun cabinet.
It's a gun cabinet. It's glass up here, and it's drawers underneath.
Oh,
they say it's one of the most beautiful pieces of furniture that you've ever laid your eyes on.
How late is the office open during the day?
Oh, until 5 this afternoon.
Oh, really? I'll have to go by and look at it.
And the picture is not at Larry's anymore, so I assume that he has it up in there, the two bird dog.
Mm-hmm.
And he might have his dog up there, I don't know.
Yeah.
But he had the dog's father,
mm-hmm.
which was named Bob. And I don't know what he sold Bob, but this is one of Bob's puppies.
Mm-hmm.
But of course Bob had more blood, you know. Champion blood than this one did.
Is there much of a problem with dogs biting people around here?